All right, Rabbi said, good morning, good morning. I guess there's no microphone, so all right, we'll make do. Everyone is welcome to come in and crowd around a little bit. What a schus it is, Baruch Hashem, to begin this incredible day for Klal Yisrael with Torah. Because at the end of the day, the beginning of Klal Yisrael is Torah, the end of Klal Yisrael is Torah, everything. In the middle is Torah, and like the Gemara says, the beauty of the Torah Kedosha is the beginning is chesed, the end is chesed. What we are doing today, Baruch Hashem, is a chesed for Klal Yisrael, by the world that we are here, by showing the world that we can put our differences aside, by showing the world that we stand together with Am Yisrael, with Eretz Yisrael. Right behind us is this incredibly moving memorial, testament to our Shvuyim, to our hostages, that we believe in no Jew left behind, that we believe that we stand shoulder to shoulder with our brothers and sisters in Eretz Yisrael, the holy soldiers of the Israel Defense Forces, and that our heart beats with every single one of the precious hostages. And we hope that in the schus of beginning our day today, a long day, a beautiful day with Talmud Torah, that in Eretz Hashem, the Torah we learn, the tefillos we say, the advocacy we do, should be a schus for our entire people.
Amen.
So with that, let us begin. Baba Kama, Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, perhaps the first Daf Yomi learned in front of the White House, I'm not sure. Somebody will fact check that if that's true or not. But let's begin. So the Gemara Yud Beis 12a, we are beginning in Meretz Hashem, three lines down from the top. So just to reorient ourselves a little bit, the Gemara was talking about whether or not an Eved is considered to be Karka or not. Is an Eved Kenani considered to be Karka? Is it considered to be real property or movable property? What's the Nafka Mina? So again, it has multiple Nafka Minas, multiple practical differences. One of them being the seizure of an Eved Kenani in satisfaction of a debt. So the Gemara says, Hava Uvda ben Arda. There was an episode that occurred in Arda, Va'agvu Daini din Arda. And the judges of Arda went ahead and collected an Eved as payment for a debt. Rashi says over here, Afilu miyasmi. Now, of course, in yesterday's stuff, we were learning also that whether or not you could even collect an Eved from Yisomim, from orphans, in satisfaction of a debt. So the Gemara says over here, it happened in Arda, and sure enough, they went ahead and they collected Avadim as a form of repayment for a debt. Hava Ovda Pompadisa, there was another episode that occurred in Pompadisa. Va'agbe Rav Chana Bar Bizna. Rav Chana Bar Bizna went ahead and also collected an Eved as payment for a debt. Amar Lu Rav Nachman, Zilu Ahadru. Rav Nachman, when he heard that someone had collected an Eved as form of repayment for a debt, said, you better give back the Eved. Ve'ilo magbinon luchu, and if you don't return it, magbinon luchu la'apandaihu, la'apadnaihu, excuse me, then I will go ahead and collect literally your mansion. In other words, so here, see, Rav Nachman said to them, you better go ahead and return the Eved that you collected. If you don't return the Eved that you collected, I'll go ahead and collect an asset from you to repay the aggrieved party. Amar Rav Rav Nachman, Ha Ula, Ha Rav Elazar, Ha Daini Dinar Da, Vaha Rav Chana Bar Bizna. So Rav said to Rav Nachman, you have all of these other opinions that ultimately say that Halacha L'maisa, an Eved is like Karka. So Rav Nachman, what's your position? How are you able to justify what you're doing? So Mar Kiman Svirale, you Rav Nachman, who do you hold like? Who do you hold like in this idea that Halacha L'maisa, an Eved, ultimately again, is not considered to be Karka? Amar Leis, Rav Nachman said, Anamas Nisi Yedana, I know a Mishnah. I know a Mishnah, Detani Avimi, Pruzbol Chal Ala Karka, Ve'ino Chal Ala Avadim. So what's the halacha that I know? I know the halacha about a Pruzbol. So we'll say we know about this. We know that the Shemitah year comes, and halacha l'maisa, Shemitah cancels all debts. Shemitah does except for debts secured by real estate. So what happens if you have a debt secured by Karka? So again, Shemitah then doesn't cancel it. Or we should say, actually, I add in one little piece. If you have a debt that's secured by Karka and you write a Pruzbol, so ultimately Shemitah will not go ahead and cancel that debt. But if Halacha L'maisa, what if you have a debt that's only secured by an Eved? So Shemitah does cancel that debt. What do you see from there? You see from there that an Eved is not treated like Karka. That an Eved is not treated like real property. Furthermore, again, mitaltlin niknin imakarka ve niknin ma'avod. Furthermore, again, we have a concept that you could acquire movable property with real property. So that halacha applies to karka, to land. But you cannot acquire movable property together with an eved, which once again seems to paint the picture that what? That avodim ultimately, again, that avodim are not considered to be karka. Well, so you know, it's an interesting idea, just if you pause to think about it for just a moment. Right? So Rav Nachman is confronted by the idea that there are all these other opinions that disagree with him. So Rav Nachman says, so they say to Rav Nachman, no, everyone disagrees with you. So what do you have to say? Rav Nachman says, I have my own opinion. There's another opinion. So you'll say, it's very relevant for us. Just because the world disagrees with you doesn't mean you're wrong. Just because the world disagrees with you, sometimes the world is wrong and we could be right. We recognize that we live in a time where it feels like the world disagrees with that. Of course, that's not true. It's not the entire world, but it feels like so much the world. But just because the rove may be against you doesn't mean that you are not the beacon of truth. And that's the chizik we have for ourselves in these times. Pray from Baba Kam Yud Beis Amud Aleph. So the Gemara goes weiter. So the Gemara says, Lema Ketanoi. So maybe this whole thing is machlokes. In other words, I will say this whole discussion over here as to whether or not an Eved is considered to be karka. Is an Eved, is a servant considered to be real property or not? So the Gemara says, it's machlokes Tanoi. Macher lo avadim karkos. If a person, right, I go ahead and I sell Ruvain, avadim and karka. Hichsik ba avadim lo kana karkos. Making an acquisition of acquiring the Eved doesn't automatically give you the karka. Bekarkos lo kan avadim. So if you acquire karka, that doesn't give you acquisition over the Eved. Karkos umetaltalin. What happens if, again, I'm conveying ownership of karka, real property, and metaltalin, movable property? So what's talacha? Hichsik bekarka, karna metaltalin. If you go out and you do a chazak, you do a proprietary act on the karka, on the real property, that allows you to acquire the metaltalin as well. The metaltalin, lo kana karka. But if you acquire, ultimately, again, the movable property, that doesn't give you the ability to acquire the karka. Avadim umetaltalin. So I will say just a whole bunch of cases over here. If you're acquiring both avadim and metaltalin, so then what's the halacha? Hichsik ba'avadim lo kana metaltalin. If you go ahead and you acquire the avadim, you do not acquire the metaltalin. The metaltalin, if you acquire the metaltalin, movable property, lo kana avadim. Ultimately, you have not acquired the avadim. Fine, so we'll say, so that's the braisa. Watch this. Vatani we learn, hichsik ba'avadim kana metaltalin. But we have another braisa. The second braisa says that if you do acquire avadim, right, if you do a proprietary act on avadim, you do acquire the metaltalin. Now, I will say, so just understand what that means. Generally, the concept is like this. There's a concept that when you acquire real property, you could acquire other things by dint of that real property. But that only applies to karka, doesn't apply to metaltalin. So now, interestingly enough, we have two competing braisas. One braisa says that if you acquire avadim, you could acquire metaltalin. And one braisa says that if you acquire avadim, you can't acquire metaltalin. So the Gemara says, my love b'hakam iflegi. So what are they arguing about? So the Gemara says, demar savar avadim ki mekarkoi dami, umar savar avadim ki metaltalin dami. So it would appear that what are they arguing about? They're arguing about the fundamental nature of avadim. Is an eved like karko? Is an eved ultimately like metaltalin? So I'll say, so we see, it's a fundamental machlokes in the nature of an eved. Amar Rav Ika, Brei Dravami, Dekuli Alma Avadim Kimikar Koidami. Everyone in reality holds that Halacha Lamaisa. So again, Rav Ika comes to Brei Dravami, says, no. In reality, everyone holds that an eved is like karka. I, Vahodisanya, Kana Shapir. So therefore, again, the opinion that says, the Brei that says, that you could acquire metaltalin through acquiring an eved, that makes a lot of sense. That makes a lot of sense. So we'll say, what about the fact? What about the braisa that says that you cannot acquire metaltalin through avadim? But inon karka dumya da'ara mitzuros bi'yehuda delonaydi. We'll say this is absolutely incredible. And listen to the hashkacha of learning this gemara on this day. It could very well be that even if you say avadim are like karka, that may not give you the ability to acquire metaltalin through that type of karka, through avadim. Why not? Because it could be that in order to acquire movable property through land, through karka, it has to be, listen to this, it has to be karka that is like Arim Mitsuros B'Yehuda, like the fortified cities of Yehuda. What does that mean? Listen to this, Delonaydi. Just like the fortified cities of Yehuda, they don't move, they're immobile. So maybe the only type of land, what was that? Givaldik, right. Right? Incredible. What are the chances? What are the chances? 7.5 year cycle. Incredible. So I say, listen to this. So just like the fortified cities of Yehuda, which ultimately, again, are immobile, that's the type of karka that you could ultimately go ahead and use to acquire metaltalin. But other things that are karka, but are mobile, cannot be used. Now, where do we get this idea of Arim Tzuros Yehuda? Listen to this. Distan, get ready for this. Nechasim Shein L'Nachrayis. I'll suggest. It's such a schus to learn with all of you. Such a schus to learn with all of you. We don't even know, is it night, is it day, what time of day, what's going on over here? All we know is that Yidden are together. learning Torah in our nation's capital. It should be a schus for all of Klal Yisrael. Again, this not, that was just a commercial break. This not nechassim shein lo nachrayis niknim nechassim sheish lo nachrayis bekesef shar bechazaka. So we'll say this is a general principle that we have in halacha, which is movable property could be acquired together with real property. That is a general principle we have through kesef, shtar, and chazaka. Money, document, or proprietary act. Listen to this. Where do we know that from? Where does that concept... Oh, thank you. Where does that concept come from? Amr Chizkiyah says, the Amr Kro, Vayitein lohem avihem matonos rabos lekesef ulezav ulmikdonos im ore mitzuros biyehuda. So Rabbi says, this is incredible. So who is this talking about? This is talking about the children of King Yehoshaphat. So ultimately, again, so the Navi is saying that Yehoshaphat gave his kids matanos rabos, many gifts, kesef zav mikdanos, im arei mitzuros biyehuda. So together with the real estate that Yehoshaphat conveyed to his children, he also conveyed all of this movable property as well. So what do you see from here? So Rabbi says two things. Number one, we see the concept that metaltalin, movable property, is ultimately, again, conveyed ownership together with real property. But what type of real property? Only immobile real property, like Ari Mitzuros Biyehuda. I would say, what an incredible zchus to learn a Gemara that references Eretz Yisrael. And not just Eretz Yisrael, a fortified Eretz Yisrael, a safe Eretz Yisrael, Ari Mitzuros Biyehuda, fortified cities in Yehuda. What a schus baruch Hashem to be able to learn a Gemara like this. Well, what are we here for? All we want is security for our land, security for our people, the return of our hostages, our safe return of our soldiers, and to live with safety and security with all of our neighbors. Arim mitzuros bi Yehuda. Incredible. So the Gemara says, well, so therefore, even if you say that an eved is like karka, it could very well be that it's not the type of karka with which you could acquire metaltalin. Igad Army, others say, Amrav Ika Braid Ravidi, Dikhuli Alma Abdikim Metaltalin Dami, everyone agrees that an Eved is like metaltalin. So now this is the reverse. This is the reverse. Everyone agrees that an Eved is like metaltalin. I Bahadisanya Lo Kana Shapir. Therefore, the Braisa says that you can't acquire metaltalin with an Eved, that makes sense. Hadisanya Kana, but the opinion that says that you can acquire metaltalin with an Eved, how do you understand that? Ba'odin Alav. Interestingly enough, we're talking about a case where the metaltalin ultimately is on the Eved himself. So therefore, again, if the metaltalin are in the Eved, or on the Eved, sorry, and you acquire the Eved, then by definition you acquire the metaltalin together with the Eved. I Bahama Rava says, Kol She'ilu Mahalech Lo Kana, Amad V'yoshev Lo Kana. But 1 second, but we said, they will say anything that when it's moving, ultimately doesn't have the ability to acquire, even when it's sitting or stationary, doesn't have the ability to acquire either. If that's the case, then an Eved shouldn't have the ability to acquire, to which the Gemara says, V'hilchasa B'kafos. Could be talking about an Eved who is bound. So an Eved who is bound and therefore immobile, perhaps has the ability to potentially acquire. We'll say second wide line, Yud Beis Amud Aleph 12a. Avahatanyo hechsik bekarka kana avadim. But we learn that if you do a proprietary act on karka, you acquire avadim, which seems to indicate that what? That an eved is metaltal, immovable property, not real property. Hasam beomdim bisocha. That's talking about a case of where the eved was standing inside of the property. It's almost like a king in chaser. So if you acquire the property, you acquire the eved standing inside the property. Michlal, the high low kana kishen omdim besocha. So therefore, we would infer from that the case where you don't acquire the eved is where the eved is not standing in the property. So hanicha lahach lishna da amrav ika breit rabbi ami avdi ki metaltalin dami. So that makes sense if you hold that an eved is like metaltalin. Hainu, the omdin besocha in ilo lo. So if the eved is standing inside of the chatzer, good, it works. And if not, it doesn't work. Elahach lishna da amar avdi kimekarki dami lamali omdin besocha. But if halacha lemaisa you hold that an eved is like karka, then ultimately again, why do I need the eved to be standing inside of the field? Hamar Shmuel. So this, after all, we learned this is an incredible case. Marchalo, second to last line on Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Amar Shmuel, Machalo Eser Sados Be Eser Medinos. Listen to this. I sell Reuven 10 fields in 10 different countries. 10 fields, 10 different countries. So what's halacha? So kevan shehichzik ba'achas mehen kana kulan. Once you acquire one of the fields, then by definition you acquire all of the fields. Ulatameich lahach lishna da amri avdi metaltel in dami lamali omid besocha. So again, if you so we'll say what that means is if you are acquiring multiple parcels of karka, as long as you acquire one of them, you acquire all of them. So which indicates they don't need to be contiguous, and number two, also they don't have to be combined. So what's interesting about this is as follows. So according to the opinion that says that an eved is metaltaling, that an eved, excuse me, that an eved is karka, I'm sorry, that an eved is metaltaling, tamech, last line, lahach lishad da'amri abdi ki metaltaling dami, so if you hold that an eved ultimately is metaltaling, lamali omir besocha, then at the end of the day, why do I need the eved to be standing inside of the field that is going to be acquired? Bosei Amud Beis, Yud Beis, Amud Beis, 12b, Hakaimalan, we learned, Delo Ba'inan Siburin. In general, in order to acquire movable property by dint of real property, one does not need the movable property to be piled on top of the real property. Elamai Islachol Meimar. So what do you have to say? Shiny Metaltali Denaidi. Metaltali Delo Naidi. Apparently, in the world of metaltalin, in the world of movable property, there's different levels of movable property. There's movable property that's mobile, and there's movable property that's immobile, that's stationary. So perhaps, again, movable property that's mobile, you need a heightened level of connection with the karka in order to acquire it by dint of the karka. Immobile real prop or movable property, ultimately, again, perhaps doesn't need that same level of, we'll call it a stationary kite, in order to go ahead and be acquired. Ach, and Ami Soto over here, shiny mikarkoi, denaidi mikarkoi, delo naidi. We can make a distinction between land that is mobile, then land that's not mobile. So we'll say, what does that mean? Shiny mikarkoi, denaidi mikarkoi, delo naidi. So what does that mean? So here's what's interesting. Is even if you hold that an eved is karka, right, that an eved is real property, at the end of the day, an eved is mobile. So an eved would be a new category of karka called movable karka. Movable karka, which is absolutely incredible. Movable karka. So the Gemara says, Avda mikarkoi dinaidihu. Ultimately, an eved is movable property, and therefore that'll be different. That'll be relegated to a different status. A different status. So, I'm going to tell you something. Well, let's finish the Gemara. Hasam sagna da'arachatu. As opposed to, see, remember again, what are we contrasting with? I convey to Reuven 10 parcels of land. What's the halacha? As soon as he acquires one of those parcels, he acquires all 10. All 10. Yet, interestingly enough, if you acquire a piece of land, you may not automatically acquire an eved. Why the distinction? Even if all the eved is karka, eved is mobile karka, as opposed to land, which is immobile karka. So because the earth is one mass, when I acquire one parcel of land, by definition, that allows me to acquire the other parcels as well. He'll say, it's interesting that the Gemara introduces us to a concept of karka denaidi, movable property. You know, Rabbi Nachman of Breslov has a beautiful idea that Rebbe says that if a Jew closes his eyes and allows his neshama to travel to Eretz Yisrael, wherever he is has a din of Eretz Yisrael. Like Rabbi Nachman said, L'chol makom shani holeich, ani holeich li Eretz Yisrael. Wherever I go, I'm always going to Eretz Yisrael. It could very well be that there's a geographic Eretz Yisrael and there's a spiritual Eretz Yisrael. The geographic Eretz Yisrael is karka delo naidi. That's immovable land. That's where it is. But there's a spiritual Eretz Yisrael. Where's the spiritual Eretz Yisrael? Wherever Klal Yisrael is, there's like a spiritual chalos of Eretz Yisrael as well. And that's karka denaidi. This is karka denaidi. This is the movable Eretz Yisrael, so to speak. We are here, Klal Yisrael's here, and therefore, again, there's a certain spiritual element of Eretz Yisrael here together with us as well. How do we paskin halacha l'maisa? We have a few more minutes. How do we paskin halacha l'maisa? So isn't Eved karka, or isn't Eved not karka? So listen to this. The Rambam, in Hilchos Mechira, Perek Gimel Halacha Yud Beis, says as follows. Hamakne avadim umetaltlin ke'ahad. If you try to acquire an Eved, and metaltalin. So an eved, a metaltalin, movable property at once. Listen to what he writes. Mashach ha-metaltalin lokana ha-avadim, hichsik ba-avadim lokana metaltalin. So if you acquire the eved, you don't acquire the metaltalin. if you acquire the metaltolin, you don't acquire the eved. Which means what? Which means what? An eved is metaltolin. That the way the Rambam paskins is that an eved is not karka, an eved is metaltolin. Oh, say, I'll tell you something amazing. There's such a Musar Haskil on that. What's the Musar Haskil? There's Musar Haskil on everything. What's the Musar Haskil that eved is metaltolin? We are avadim to the Ribono Shalolam. What's the fundamental difference between metaltolin and karka? Karka is fixed, metaltolin move. The godless of being metaltolin is that change is possible. Karka is pretty much it is what it is. It's immutable. It is what it is. Metaltolin have the ability to evolve. What is the godless of being an Eved Hashem? The greatest part of being an Eved to the Ribono Shel Olam is dinaydi, is that it moves. You have the ability to evolve. So we paskin halacha lemaisa and hashkafa lemaisa, that an Eved ultimately again is metaltolin. Therefore, again, halacha lemaisa can be acquired by dint of karka, can acquire other metaltolin along with it, and as avodin and as metaltolin, we have the ability to change, to evolve, and to progress as well. Incredible. Let's go weiter. Says the Gemara, two dots, yud beis amud beis. So the Mishnah said as follows. The Mishnah said, nechasim she'in bahen me'ila. So remember, again, just to reorient ourselves a little bit, salach alamaisa, we see the Mishnah said that you're only chayef for damages, if you go ahead and you damage something that is not subject to me'ila. Remember again, what's me'ila? Me'ila is inappropriate or unsanctioned use of temple property. So therefore, again, halacha lemaisa, you're only chayef for nezikin, for damages, if you damage something that is not subject to me'ila itself. So the Gemara makes an interesting diuk. The Gemara says, me'ila hu delesba, me'ila hu delesbahu, ha mikdash kachi. So what's interesting is as follows. You could have something that is not subject to mi'ila, but is hekdish. What's the example of that? The Gemara says, "Man tana am Rabbi Yochanan bekachim kalim." Remember again, in the world, in the wide world of karbanos, there's two different categories of karbanos. There's kachim kadoshim, higher sanctity karbanos, kachim kalim, what we'll call lower sanctity karbanos. Generally, again, the hallmark of kachim kalim is that owner, everyone gets a piece of it. Mizbeach gets a piece of it, Kohanim get a piece of it, owners get a piece of it. Often, again, kachim kadoshim are often fully consumed on the Mizbeach, or just for the Kohanim, not for the owners. In any event, the Gemara says as follows. So kachim kalim, interestingly enough, are not subject to Me'ila. Again, we'll discuss the scope of that in just a moment. If you take a quick look at Rashi, I have to do at least one Rashi and then a Dafshir. So Rashi says, the Rabos Kachim Kalim, Rashi says, Hodich Siv, Be'el Rabos Kachim Kalim, Shim Hifkid Behema Shlomim Eitzel Chaveiro, V'kafra V'nishba Behoda, Meshalim Keren V'chomesh, V'asham. So the idea over here is if you take an animal that was set aside as a shlamim, right, then halacha lemaisa, that shlamim, that animal, is still considered to be the mamon of the bailim. Ultimately, again, the property of the owner. Back to the Gemara, da'amar, mamon bailim. So therefore, again, it's very interesting about this. What the Gemara is saying is like this. The Mishnah is coming to teach you the following halacha, which is that if I go ahead and I damage something that is subject to me'ila, there is no nezikin. There are no damages. But if I damage something that is kachim, but not subject to me'ila, I am chayiv damages. In 1 second. What's a case of kachim that's not subject to me'ila? And the answer is, kachim kalim, lower sanctity karbanos, according to Rabbi Yossi Haglili, who holds that kachim kalim is mamon bailim, belongs to the owner. So just understand what that means. What that means is, I go home today, halavai, we should all go home today, Emir Tzashem, to a third base Hamikdash. We have a lot of karbanos we have to catch up on, Emir Tzashem. So I go ahead, I designate an animal as a shlamim. That animal is my property. Even though it's consecrated, it's my property. And therefore, halacha lemaisa, if someone else were to damage it, they would be liable for that. Let's go weiter. So the Gemara says, Desanyo, Umaalo Maal Bahashem. The Pasuk says again, a person committed a transgression against Hashem. The Rabos, Kachim Kalim, Shema Mono de Rabbi Yosei Halili. This comes to include Kachim Kalim, which ultimately, again, are the property of the owner himself. This is the opinion of
Yosei Galili. Vatnan, but we learned. So, one second. So, now we've established, Gemara's establishing a fact, so to speak. What's the fact? The fact is that Halacha Lamaisa, Kodshin Kalim, is the property of the owner of the carbon. So, Gemara says, really, is that true? Listen to this. Vatnan, but we learned. We learn. Hamakadesh Bechelgo, Bein Bekodshe Kadoshim, Bein Bekodshim Kalim, Eina Mikudeshes. We'll say, watch this for the Kohanim out there. Right, so if a Kohen goes ahead and takes his sacrificial portion and goes over to a woman and says, Hari at mikudeshes li bebasar zu, become mikudeshes to me with this sacrificial meat, what's the halacha? Eina mikudeshes. She's not mikudeshes. Now, what does that show you if she's not mikudeshes? What does that show you? What does that show you? That ultimately, again, it's not his money. That it's not his mamon. Because if it was his mamon, then halacha lemaisa, ultimately, she should be mekudeshes. The fact that she's not mekudeshes indicates that it's not her money. So lema delo Rabbi Yosi Haglili. So this must not reflect the view of Rabbi Yosi Haglili, because Rabbi Yosi Haglili holds that ultimately kachim kalim is the money of the owner. The Gemara says, I feel Rabbi Yosi Haglili. No, not necessarily. It could even reflect the view of Rabbi Yosi Haglili. How so? Ki am Rabbi Yosi Haglili mechayim, avala acher shchita Rabbi Yosi Haglili moda. Incredible. Rabbi Yosi Galili makes the following distinction. Rabbi Yosi, there is a distinction between a carbon when it is alive versus a carbon once it's been shechted. Rabbi Yosi Galili holds that the carbon when it is alive is the property, is the mamon of the owner. It's the mamon of the owner. But halacha lemaisa, once the carbon has been shechted, this is fascinating, once the carbon has been shechted, then halacha lemaisa, that becomes the property of the Ribono Shel Olam. When Kohanim eat, Kohanim don't eat of their own table. They eat Mishulchan Gavoa. They eat of the Ribono Shel Olam. We'll say the truth is, when all of us eat, we don't eat of our own table. Everything we eat and everything we enjoy and everything we possess truly comes Mishulchan Gavoa from the Ribono Shel Olam. So Rabbi Yosi Haglili says, even me who says that Halach Lamaisa Kodshim Kalim is considered to be Mamon Bailin, the property of the owner, that's only when the carbon is alive, animal's alive. Once it's geshacht, once it's shechted, then Halach Lamaisa again, it's property of the Ribono Shel Olam. So obviously at that point, a Kohen can't use it in order to go ahead and be Mekadesh and Isha. Let's go back. This says the Gemara. Good. So one second. Is that true? That even Rabbi Yosi Haglili, does he really hold that when the animal is alive, that halacha lemaisa, it's the property of the owner? Is that really true? So the Gemara says, v'hatnan, we learned, b'char mochrin oso tam chai. So we'll say, if you have a b'char, a Kohen has a b'char animal, right? Now, b'char animal is a good example of kachim kalim, right? You have to give your firstborn animal to the Kohen. So what's the halacha? You're allowed to sell a bachar if it is alive and unblemished. Ubal mum, similarly again, but obviously, right, tam chai. Ubal mum, if the animal is blemished, chai v'shachot. You could sell it either, you could sell it at either alive or slaughter. Now, I will say, just to be clear, Rashi points out over here, if you go ahead and you sell a bachar animal while it is alive and unblemished, obviously, the one who purchases it has to wait until the animal becomes blemished in order to go ahead and do anything with it. Okay, listen to this. Umekachim ba'asa isha. And you could use this bachar animal to affect kiddushin. Now, Rabbi said, we know the only way to use something to affect kiddushin is how? Is if it's your property. So the fact that you say that you could use a bachar to affect kiddushin indicates that kachim kalim are indeed the property of the owner. This only applies to a bachar in this time. Now, one second, the Gemara qualifies this. When is this true that you could use a bachar to affect kiddushin? That's only true when, bizman hazeh, in this time. Why? What's unique about this time? Unfortunately, there's not yet a Beis HaMikdash. If there's not yet a Beis HaMikdash, that means the Bechar animal is not fit for offering. If it's not fit for offering, that's when it becomes the Mamon. That's ultimately, again, when the Kohanim truly own it, and therefore a Kohen could use it to affect Kiddushin. Aval bizman she Beis HaMikdash kayim, dechazi lahakrava, lo. But halacha lemaisa, at the time that the Beis HaMikdash does exist, when ultimately, again, the Bechar will be fit for offering, a Kohen cannot use it to affect Kiddushin. What do you see from here? You see from here that Kadshim Kalim, even when they are alive, are not the property of the owner, which contradicts ultimately again what the Gemara was saying before, that our entire Mishnah is reflective of the view of Rabbi Yossi Haglili, who holds that Kadshim Kalim during their lifetime are the property of the owner. So the Gemara says, we'll do one more line. Yet again, we just said before that Allah Almighty, Rabbi Yosef Galili, says that Kachim Kalim are the property of the owner. Talking about a Bechor in Chutz La'aretz. According to Rabbi Shimon, Da'amar, in Bo'u Tmimim Yikrivu. Again, general, you don't have to bring Bechor animals from Chutz La'aretz. If you brought them, if they're unblemished, we offer them up. However, in Bo'u in, if they came, fine, we'll offer it. If not, no. But if it's true that according to Rabbi Yossi Haglili, we say that ultimately, again, a Bechor, Kachim Kalim, when it's alive, is the property of the owner. Rabbi Yossi Yud Gimel Amadal, let's just finish the two dots. Lishni HaRabbi Yossi Haglili HaRabbanon. You could just interpret, you could just reconcile this by saying it's reflective of two different opinions. One is the opinion of Yossi Haglili, and one is the Rabbanon. To which the Gemara says, Matnos Kahuna Kamrit, you're bringing up a discussion of Matnos Kahuna, Shiny Matnos Kahuna, the Chizachu Mishulchan Gavoa Gazachu. Matnos Kahuna are different. Why? Because Halacha Lamaisa, Matnos Kahuna, when the Kohen acquires it, it's not his, he's acquiring it rather again from the Ribono Shalom. We'll say, take a quick look at Rashi on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. Matnos Kahuna Kamrit, Rashi says, Bechor Me'esim Ve'arba Matnos Kahuna. Bechor animal is one of the 24 Kohanic gifts. The Hilchach Ukma Ravina Lahad the Rav Nachman Rav Yosi Haglili the Ihu Nami Mode Baha the Chosman Shabayis Kayim Mishulchan Gavah Zachulu Kohanim Vaafilu Mechayim the Chikamar Rav Yosi Haglili Mamon Bailim Hein Bishlamim Kamar the Bailim Yisrael Lo Zachulu Mechayim Mishulchan Gavah. So I will say it's a very interesting. What the Gemara is making is the following distinction that Halacha Lemaisa, maybe what we're saying is like this. That when Rabbi Yossi Haglili speaks about that Kadshim Kalim, when they're alive, are the mammon of the mammon of Bailim, so when they're alive. Rather, it's talking about Shlamim, but it could very well be that other Matnos Kahuna are ultimately, again, considered to be always Me'al Shulchan Gavoa. So Rabbi Yossi Haglili says, so what comes out from this particular sugi is as follows. So the Gemara teaches us that, again, if one damages any type of property that is subject to Me'ilah, i.e. fully owned by the Beis HaMikdash, one is not chayiv by Nezikin. But you could have another type of property where halacha l'maisa, it has consecration, but as long as not subject to Me'ilah, it will be subject to Nezikin. We will stop over here. A tremendous, tremendous yesha koach for everyone for coming out, coming to learn this morning. It should be a schus for all of Am Yisrael, a schus for our brothers and sisters in Eretz Yisrael, a schus for the holy soldiers of the IDF, and a schus that Emir Tashem, every single one of the last hostages to Emir Tashem, be returned to their family, b'shalom and b'karov.
Great job, Rabbi.
Rabbi Chananya ben Akashon is Rabbi Lezako, says, Yisrael, l'fichach, hebel am tamiz ha-shne emar, Adonai chafetz l'man tzidko yagdil Torah v'yadir.
Amen.
Don't touch anything. Don't touch anything.